Live and local sports talk with Matt Selesky. It's the third hour of The Way It Is on Fox Sports Shoals.
Folks, The Way It Is goes local for hour number three. Time for your Shoals area athletics, and no better guest to start this show off the first day of The Way It Is in the local hour than our big school in our own backyard right here, one that the whole Shoals area, whether you're in Colbert County or Lauderdale County, certainly we're all proud to be UNA Lions, and it kind of the little rivalries in Colbert and Lauderdale County tend to go away, and we all get behind UNA. And first-year head coach, a guy that I know the whole community's behind. I'm certainly behind, and Chris Willis. So you can't kick it off better than the head coach himself. Coach, good afternoon, buddy.
Man, Matt, I appreciate you having me. It's a little different being here at this time of the day talking to you than opposed to 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Man, I tell you what, you think it's different for you? I came walking in about 9:30, 10 o'clock, thinking, oh, what's going on here? What am I doing here? So, but you know what? I sleep better. I can promise you that, man. 4:30 comes early, I tell you.
I can only imagine. I remember my kids, you know, now they're getting a little older, but doing that shift work with them and having them all close in age, I felt like we never did get to sleep. And I'm right at the last one's at 4 years of age, and he's kind of getting past all that now. So we're kind of sleeping into 8 o'clock feels like noon back in the old college days.
Yeah, and I can only imagine, Coach. Well, man, you right now you got a lot on your plate. I remember we talked yesterday briefly, and you were hustling all day. We were trying to catch up. Got a football camp going on. Got some. Would you tell us about it? What's the age group out there? What's being offered to these guys?
I tell you, it's first through eighth grade, and it's a youth camp. And we've done this now, I want to say, our third year in a row, and you know, it's tough this time of the year trying to set these camps for these kids because, you know, you got, you know, UNA baseball's got camps. Soccer's had camps. You know, Bobby Champagne does camps. And you got Alabama, Auburn, Alabama A&M, Jacksonville State, all these people. And so you hope just to, you know, to get you a decent turnout to teach what you do and your philosophy. And the one thing we try to hang our hat on, it's not a swim camp. It's don't come up there and let's work for 30 minutes, split up, play a bunch of games and dump ice on each other. I want the parents to understand it. You know, I want to come here and let's get some work done. We got them for 3 hours a day, 9 to noon. We had a great turnout. I think we're around 46, 47 campers today. And, you know, I remember growing up going to camps, and, man, there were some good ones. But also I remember going to those ones, you spend some money, and at the end of the day you're there for 4 hours and you work for an hour. And they dump you off into the pool, or you have a big movie time where you sit down and watch in the dark just because, like, you could tell they didn't want to work with you that day. It's probably too hot for the coaches as well. But I want to make sure the parents understand we're out here to work. We're teaching. And so, you know, you're going to spend the money to send them over there. Let's get them off the Xbox and the PlayStations and iPads. And my kids are out there. We just got done with the Cal Ripken League Baseball. And my guys, I think my kids thought they were just going to relax the rest of the summer, and I've been making them camp it up. So we've done the baseball. We're going to do Bobby's basketball camp coming up here in a week, and now I've got them out here 3 days doing this. It's been fun. Day number one was great. Look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. And now, Coach, I'm asking on the fly here, is this something that you already have to be signed up for, or do you take a new entries every day?
No, I was going to say, we, if you want to show up tomorrow, we will discount, obviously, the price. It was, you know, the price was $100 for the 3 days. Obviously, you've missed day one, so we would cut that back. So, no, we take walk-ups. Come in tomorrow. It's still up at 9 o'clock, and we'll get started. It goes from 9 to noon tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Folks, if you want to chime into the show, you got a thought for Coach Willis, you can tweet me directly at Matt's On Live, MattsOnLive, Matt's On Live. You can also call us 256-764-1340, 256-764-1340. Coach, this is one of those things that obviously I love the fact that you want to work with these young guys. You want to get them better. Who knows? There may be a couple of these kids that they keep working hard, doing the right things, and continue to develop. You may be knocking on their door here in a few more years and saying, hey, I'm going to really coach you up now. You know, but you're balancing that. You're balancing getting ready for the 2017 Gulf South Conference year. You got a big matchup with Texas A&M Commerce on Thursday, September 1st. got a lot going on. You also got one eye on the future of getting to Division One. I mean, I tell you, anybody that takes over a head coaching job at the collegiate level, their plate, if it wasn't already full, it's about to get a little more full. Yours probably just tripled. And I know you did a lot. I've talked to you a lot over the years, and you were always busy and always a lot going on. Now, Coach, you... Now you're over here working with campers. You get ready for this season. You're trying to recruit for the next season. You probably got some paperwork that you have to take care of. What's it all been like for you, man?
I tell you, it started out, no doubt, head was spinning. We're all over the place when I first took the job, which was expected. You got so much you're thinking about doing, you want to do. And I had to tell myself this, and I learned this under Coach Wallace, you got to be patient. You can't get it all done in one day. I'm one of these guys, if you give me 10 things on a sheet of paper, it may not all be due till Friday, but here I am trying to get it done on Monday. Well, I've had to learn to delegate. I've had to learn to, you know, hey, let's get it done right the first time and then turn it in on Friday. So, it's worked out. I got a great staff. They've made it easy. We've pretty much got everybody in-house now, and it's moving like normal. And, you know, this time of the year, it's picking back up. All the coaches just got off the road from vacation. So, we basically got youth camp this week, and then next week we're locking down. If you come to our complex, you'll have the offensive coaches locked down all day, defensive coaches, and we start talking X's and O's, special teams, and getting all that. And then the week following, we call it the hideaway, where we kind of get away from the office and go somewhere. And we still work on football, but we do it outside of the office. And, you know, maybe that afternoon we go to have a nice dinner or something and try to treat the staff and maybe go play a round of golf or do something. But to get us out of the office, still do football, but get away from those phones up there and the knocks on the doors. I mean, and in this part of it, you know, you sometimes you got to shut your door if you're going to get some things done. And I know if I can get them off the grounds up there and we can go, even if it's at a conference room at a Marriott or something, at least I know that we can get through it and knock it out and get it done. There's a lot to do.
Never thought you wanted that much alone time with me, Coach.
That's what my wife said.
UNA head football coach Chris Miller is joining us live here on the local version of The Way It Is. And, Coach, right now, it's kind of a lull time for all of us. I mean, I know we just talked about how much you're working, but as far as the buzz, the excitement, you have to wait until you start getting into August when the guys are allowed to show up. The NCAA allows the guys to show up for camp. You start working, you start to get a week out from the game, and everybody's just fired up, pumped up, and ready to go. And I got to ask you, right, building towards that moment, building towards that first game, even though you've spent a lot of times on the sidelines and you've called the defenses, now you're calling everything. I know Stedman's your offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. but ultimately you got the final decision. What's it like? Do you kind of maybe kind of corny to put it this way, but do you kind of dream, maybe even daydream a little bit about that moment and when it's coming?
Oh, no doubt. If you're in this business and you're not thinking of head or dreaming ahead, you know, you hear all the time, you know, hopefully your dreams come true. I've played the Texas A&M Commerce game out in my head 10, 15 times already. You know, I play that day out. I play that week out. I'm already thinking how we're going to handle the bye week following that. I think about the next week, okay, we got to go on the road in the third week. And so I do. You sit around as a coach, especially when you're not at the office because you got some time at home and, you know, my kids have been playing all-star baseball, so you get to sit back on some of these road trips, and it's almost like I'm planning the whole time. I'm trying to enjoy baseball, but when we're not actually on the field, I'm sitting over here making notes on my phone. So, I've played it out. And, you know, in my head, I always play the good ending, so let's hope that's the way it works out moving forward.
Coach, going into the camp, and folks, if you're just tuning in, Coach Chris Willis, he is your brand new head football coach at UNA. Thinking about getting these guys in, how much do you feel like the NCAA gives you guys adequate time to get the work in you need to get prepared for game one?
I've got mixed feelings about that. I think I completely understand the safety of this. You know, there are coaches out there across the country that have abused the rules, and far as all that, we're going to practice for 3 hours, meet all day, and we're going to go out there and we're going to run into each other with full gear on. And it's been abused, and that's why we're at the point we're at. You know, you see stories all the time, players dropping due to heat and, you know, a number of issues. I will say, you know, we're reporting on August the 7th, and we play August the 31st. Now, we'll take what that time is, and we'll work hard to have a plan in place. But I do feel like that we could have some extended time. I feel like maybe we could come in a little earlier or back up the start of the season, one or the other. You know, as far as how many days of contact and going out, you know, I'm not a coach that worries about – I don't count that, whether we're tackling today or not. I take the days we have. I can schedule that based off – you know, we're never going to tackle back-to-back days pretty hard or go after – because, I mean, that's a lot. That takes a toll. And I believe this, and I learned this also from Coach Wallace, you know, you want to have your horses there at the race. And so I don't want to sit here for the month of August and sit out here and beat each other up. And so – but apparently there are coaches around the country that do that, and that's why we got these rules in place. And there's a lot of rules. I tell you this, there's too many rules. I just took a recruiting test the other day, 40 questions, and it took an hour, and you had to look them up, and it's just it's ridiculous, some of the questions that are on there. And just too many rules. I think that's the problem with NCAA. They've gotten themselves out there now. There's so many rules. They're trying to mandate this and that, and they can't keep up with who. And you look over, you know, at schools like Ole Miss, and they still can't get a complete ruling on all of that. And, you know, sometimes you don't even know you're breaking a rule, and you break a rule. We find that sometimes up at our place. It's small things, but there's just too many of them.
Can you enlighten us into some of the things, Coach, that are goofy? And let me throw this out there. And I'm not defending the NCAA. I think I could dive into a lot of issues I have with some of their regulations. But one reason I feel like you keep having more rules and more rules and more rules added to the point that you, and some things, like you said, they're not really black and white. There's gray area, and you're always trying to figure out what's what. I think the reason these rules keep showing up is because there's a lot of people that just keep breaking them. They're like, they keep finding loopholes. Well, they didn't really say this, so let's do this. Okay, so now we have to mandate another rule. So I'm not here just defending the NCAA.
No, I'm we.
I do think that some of it is because of people trying to get away with things.
It goes to that whole saying, you can't really you can't get on the NCAA because you got some guys that are not doing the rules that are in place. And so that makes it look bad for you. But I'll say one that we've come across a lot of times at our place is permission to contact. Young man wants to come play football for UNA. Let's say he calls from Georgia, Alabama, Auburn. He contacts you by email or by phone. Well, you answer that. You don't know. Maybe it's a number you don't have in your system. You know, you just answer, and you find out who it is, and you're talking to him. Then you realize, okay, wait a minute. We don't need to go any further than this. For this to go any further, I've got to get permission from your school. And so a lot of times, you know, you're waiting on that sheet to come in. Well, maybe that school is no hurry to get that sheet over here to you. Maybe you'd like to have it within the end of the day or the next day, and it's a week later and you don't have it. Well, now you're having to try to go contact certain people. Maybe it's not the recruit. Maybe you got to reach out to the university. Well, but they didn't know the kid wanted to leave. That's the first I've ever heard of this. And so the permission to contact is a crazy deal. You're not trying to, you know, you don't want to go onto somebody else's roster and try to pull their players away. It's not really about that. At the end of the day, you end up getting them. But they contact you first. And I'll tell you, it's a fine line. It gets into who they'll tell you, even though they call, you're supposed to hang up right then. You don't even need to. But, I mean, I don't know what you do. The guy reaches out to you, and you're trying to have a conversation with him. And, hey, Coach, I'm not happy where I'm at. I'm wanting to leave. What do we need to do? And then you tell him, and you try to go by the rules the best you can. But at the end of the day, your only point of contact sometimes might be him and his family if the school don't want to work with you. So, and then sometimes the kid may be leaving and may not have told the school. And so, you know, what do you mean he's wanting to leave? And then you get them all riled up. So it's just I don't know. There's just stuff like that. I don't know what the best way is to answer that question sometimes. I mean, I guess you just sit back till he gets that permission to contact. And that's what we do. We try to do. So,
Coach Chris Willis hanging out with us the way it is, the local hour here. And Coach, I know when the kids are in high school, you're going to recruit those kids. When you get some of these guys that are transfer students from either other Division II schools or Division I, now it's going to be, you're probably going to see rare Division II schools come to you after next year transferring up, but and meaning that you're probably not looking in that direction. But do a lot of these kids kind of recruit themselves to you, meaning they're calling you, emailing you, or the school and saying, check out this film, I'm not happy at this school, I don't want to be here, but I can play? I mean, do you feel like I said, I know in high school it's more of a recruiting battle, but in college, some of these transfers, like I mean, I know there's a few prize guys out there that people want to get. You know, like they may be in a quarterback battle, get beat out, and everybody says, well, he can play better than 90% of the guys. Let's try to get him. Yeah, but some of these other guys that may be pretty good, but their name's just not out there, do they try to kind of recruit themselves to you?
I would say the two things that work for us here, number one, and this is the honest truth, is our name. And when a guy transfers down, they do what? I get this all the time. They have no idea what the city has, what whether we have food places or hotels. This is what I get all the time. Hey, Coach, I want to leave Vanderbilt or Georgia or wherever. I've been researching all the D2 schools. I look at the history of the D2 schools, and I see it's you guys, Northwest Missouri, Grand Valley. So really, based off our past history of what we've done on the field, has helped us. And that's most of the calls we get are because they've done their own research. Like you were talking about, do they reach out? Yeah, they do. The second way we get this is all our coaches on staff, we all got that Rolodex of contacts. I can call 20, 30 Division I coaches. Coach Hall, my wideouts coach, Coach Campbell. So at the end of the day, when we sit around a table, and if I can call 20 and he can call 20 and they're not the same 20, when I got a wideouts coach that coaches at Purdue, or I got a head coach that coaches over here at Toledo, or I got a running backs coach at, you know, wherever, Florida, next thing you know, you use your contacts. And then, hey, we're looking for this if this pops loose, or we're looking for this. And so it comes down, you know, how close are you to that contact? You know, are you a good friend of that guy? And is he going to reach back and help you out? So that's kind of the two ways it really goes down.
Yeah, a little bit of a, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah, same deal.
And I know that starting next year, you're not going to be competing in the Gulf South Conference anymore, but clearly you made it clear. I remember your first press conference, and you were very outspoken on the fact that we still have 1 year of Division II football in the GSC. I think it's a conference that you appreciate and respect, coaching here, coaching at Delta, playing at Delta, that it's something that means a lot to you. But I know you're very clear on, let's get excited for D1, but we got to give it to our players. We owe them to go out and be the most competitive team we can be. When you look at the other schools in the GSC, and I haven't been to all the places. I've been to Carrollton, and I thought it was a nice place. I thought the city was nice. The school was nice. Valdosta was okay to me. Livingston did nothing for me. Some of the places out there, I know you went to. I've never been to Delta. I've heard some stories. West Florida, though, they're up and coming, and obviously Pensacola, I've been there. Do you find that the city, not just the university, but the city itself, plays a role when you're trying to get these kids?
Oh, there's no doubt. I tell this to everybody. I really believe if we get a kid on campus, 9 times out of 10, we're going to get that kid. We bring these transfers in a lot of times, and the high school's not so much because they seem to know a lot about us, because a lot of times you're recruiting within the state. But they'll get these kids that come in from California JC or, you know, come over from a Division I school or, you know, JUCO from Mississippi, and they're like, unbelievable. They keep – there's water. There's people that go out on boats. The Florence, it really does. It helps our tradition, and, you know, the city helps us. And it's a big tool. I think it's the – in our conference, in the Gulf South Conference, is by far – and you know, it is the best tool. Nobody else has got that. You know, in comparison to, you know, who's got some recruiting materials. I mean, you mentioned it, West Florida, but down on the beach, Florida Tech down in Melbourne. They're just getting in the conference. So, to me, that's tough ones to recruit against based off what they've got to show. I mean, it's nothing like taking a bunch of guys. Hey, guys, I can show you the beach right here in the ocean. So the Gulf or so. And so, at the end of the day, that's big, you know, but, you know, putting guys up here in the Marriott and the Hampton, the Marriott Residence Inn, and it's something else. I mean, we get guys that come in the door, and I say, guys, if you get them on campus, you watch us, we'll get them. And they may have 5 schools recruiting them, and at the end of the day, they want to call back and commit. They just can't. It's almost like it's a hidden place up here.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And you know, you're making sure our team stays focused through that season and understanding, you know, what we got at stake. And you know, it's a first-year team that's going to make history at UNA playing at the Division I level. But, you know, you mentioned something about my press conference and talking about Division II, you know. And when I come to these radio shows and I do interviews, you know, you don't think about, you know, student-athletes being up early in the morning listening to your show or listening to it right now. And those guys, they may have it on in the weight room. And in Dre Hall's, they don't want to hear about North Dakota State. They want to hear about the upcoming season.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and I don't blame them. If you're a senior on this current football team, you know, you're not going to be part of that next year. You know, even though you're still a UNA grad, but you're not going to be good to go to Fargo. And so their concern right now is sometimes that they feel like, are we looking too far ahead in the future? And I want to make sure, and everybody that's listening, and we're not. We're focused on the upcoming season. I told these guys, I made a promise to them from the very start. We're trying to win it again this year. It's not going to be easy. This league's tough. The league's gotten better. Texas A&M Commerce is a heck of a football team. That's a heck of a start of a season. No different last year playing like a Jacksonville State. And so, you know, just this year alone, we've got our you know, we got it cut out for us as far as getting on the field and playing these, you know, West Owls and Valdostas are going to be good again. Delta, West Georgia, the whole shebang. So, But, yeah, it's a mixed feelings for me as a coach. I'm trying to focus on this upcoming season, but I also got to understand, we got to recruit, too, looking towards Division One. And so my next recruiting class, I've got to start gearing more that direction. Not that we didn't do that this year and these guys can't be Division One players. That's not what I mean. But we can take some guys based off some Division Two standards that won't be able to take next year.
Yeah, and that's just the way it works out. Folks, if you're enjoying Chris Willis, he's going to be with me every Monday starting in August. We'll find a time that works for you. I know you'll be busy with camp, but every Monday we'll be recapping the previous week's game. We'll be looking forward to the upcoming matchup. Coach, I tell you, I'm looking forward to having you on every week. It's always a pleasure to see you, whether it's here in the radio studio or just out in the community, man. And I'm certainly one of your bigger fans and wishing you the best this year.
Man, I appreciate everything you do. You do a good job of putting us out there. And, I'm just a simple guy. I live life to the fullest. I'm happily married. I love my kids, and I go to work trying to treat my players just like I treat my own kids, and I just love doing it. And hopefully, we're successful along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you got all the tools in place. You got a great staff, and I think you're the man for the job, Coach. Thanks for your time. We'll catch up in August.
Thank you, Matt. Buddy? Appreciate you.
All right, we're going to take a timeout right now. The way it is local, and we're going to keep it local. Randy Burns, he is the director of the Florence Parks and Recs Department. And Randy's going to talk about that 11-year-old squad that went down to Hattiesburg and won a regional. They're going to go play in the Cal Ripken World Series. That's coming to you next. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Shoals. Folks, we're back, and we are live here in the Fox Sports Shoals Radio Studios, 4:30 right now. The way it is, it's local. And you just heard from Coach Chris Willis, and excited about the UNA football season as always. Last year in Division II, where we've been a storage program. Hopefully we can have one more great year before we say goodbye and move to Division I. Folks, if you want to join the conversation, I'm on Twitter, at Matt's On Live, MattsOnLive, Matt's On Live. Also, phone lines are open if you want to chime into the conversation coming up next, 256-764-1340. But right now, joined by Randy Burns. He is the director of Florence Parks and Recs, and man, he is here to give us some good news today. Randy, my man, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, not much. Just a good week this past week. Went to Hattiesburg, Mississippi with our 11-year-old boys, and they brought home the hardware, regional, Southwest Regional Champions and Sportsmanship Award. That basically, I put that on parents, grandparents, and siblings, and the players also, and the coaches for their conduct and acting the way they did. Great, great week.
You know, when I was, and I had the privilege of getting to spend time with you at the at the state championship games a couple weeks ago, one thing that people consistently told me, just though I met people from communities throughout the state of Alabama, and they said, man, whether Florence is on the road or we're up here in Florence, the people in this community are just fantastic. And I don't know if you can be offered a bigger compliment than that.
I don't think so. You know, last year at the World Series, we got the sportsmanship trophy, and that was for all of the United States teams.
So, wow.
So there's 10 United States and there's 10 international teams, and we got the sportsmanship trophy for that. So that's a special award 2 years in a row.
Yeah, it really is. And now, if I'm not mistaken, Randy, I was looking on Facebook and I got excited. Chuck called me and said, hey, man, you wouldn't believe what happened. Our 11-year-olds did this. He was fired up. And I gave you a call yesterday afternoon. And I think I saw on Facebook where you played with 9 guys. There was nobody in the reserve tank to call upon?
Nobody in the reserve, and it was tough to decide to go with that, because if you get one injured or hurt, you're out, and I think some people had other commitments and other things that just didn't work out, and so we talked about it, and we decided we'd go with 9. So the second day, we got a kid that's at the hospital. About 15 minutes before game time with swimmers here, getting shots and medication. And, hey, we're worried if we're going to get to play that day or not.
Yeah. And you did.
We did. I mean, the kids did a great job. Miles Edwards, Aiden Kendi, Alex Thigpen, Clay Dolan, Bo Mitchell, Damian Thompson, Ryan Hale, Makai Johnson, and Jackson Tingle. The coaches was William Hale, Kevin Tingle, and Jay Mitchell. You know, I can't thank the team enough for the way they represented Park and Rec and the city of Florence and the coaches and parents and grandparents. We had a good turnout. We started in pool play, playing East Central, and ended up in a tie. I don't know why they had ties. You could end in a tie. That's kind of like kissing your sister is what the old saying is, you know. And I've always said there's no ties in baseball, no crying. But and then we play Oak Grove, and we beat them 11-6. That's the host team. And we play Biloxi, and we get beat one run, 7-6. So, you know, we end up a seventh seed. And we sit there and we think, wow, you know. So we play Osceola, Arkansas, and beat them 6-1. We play the next game, we play the Mississippi State champs, Meridian, beat them 6-3. Then it's the Final Four. And the Final Four is East Central, Oak Grove, and Biloxi, the teams that we had played in pool play. So that tells you they kind of stacked the deck against us a little bit. But we came back and beat Oak Grove 4-1. Alex Thigpen pitched one well of a game, you know, and the kids just played well. We get in a championship game against the East Central team who we tied earlier in the first game and beat them 10-0. You know, when we got in bracket play, we only allowed 5 runs in 4 games, and we scored 26 runs. Pretty stout.
Yeah, it really is. And the thing is, it's not only is the output of runs impressive, Randy. It's you're going against some of the best pitchers. It's not like you're throwing out a bunch of scrubs out there. This is the best 11-year-olds that are available in the region, and you guys are knocking them around pretty good. I think when I first moved here 4 years ago, somebody told me, man, you know, being in the sports and wanting to work in sports, I said, man, the baseball here is great. And I said, yeah. He said, I'm telling you, the baseball is great. Yeah, football. Baseball's great, man. You need to listen to me. Well, after time's passed, watching a lot of the high school teams, having the privilege of broadcasting those guys, and then now really getting more involved with you guys over at the Parks and Recs, baseball here is just incredible. We just have so much talent. And I don't know if we're just genetically blessed with more talent than everybody else. I think it really says a lot to the parents and the coaches and the way they're developing these young kids.
Yes. You know, we have all – I know last time I was in here, I talked about the – high school coaches. So, you know, you got Jay Mitchell, who's a head coach at Mars Hill, who's a pitching coach for 11-year-old kids. And like I said earlier, you had an ex, Jerome Lambert, who's an ex-baseball coach, Todd Nelms, and I could go on and on. Well, now they're in our league coaching kids. So, you know, they're getting good coaching, not just from them, but from everybody that coaches in our league. And, you know, the Meridian team had an 11-year-old kid. I promise he was probably about 6'1". And he was throwing 70 mile an hour. But when he got to that 85 pitch limit, which is a good thing for protecting kids, you know, we got him out. We had the lead at that time anyway, but, boy, the drop-off was unreal because that kid could bring it.
Wow. Being the director of Parks and Recs, folks, we are hanging out with Randy Burns, who is the director of the Florence Parks and Recs. Kind of watching this, kind of maybe overseeing it and watching it and seeing it come together and seeing the wins as they start to pile up and the reality of being regional champs and getting to the opportunity to play in the World Series next year as they'll be the 12-year-old group. What is that what is that feeling? Is there just a high level of gratification there for you, Randy?
It is, but, you know, sometimes we look at our league every year after we get through. You know, this is all-star time. It's tough. It's tough on parents. Sometimes when you elect 12 kids to an all-star team, you have to some kids have to play different positions than they played during the regular season, and it makes it tough on parents to accept that role. But it is very satisfying when we're sitting here winning state tournaments, regional tournaments. I don't think since we opened the Sportsplex in 2009, we went a year without winning a state tournament. And the last 2 years, we won a regional. So it is very special, you know, and to know that our coaches have done a great job, and parents, you know, we appreciate the parents letting their kids play at the Sportsplex. You know, that's what keeps us working. Our job is to put them in uniforms and keep them playing, and we appreciate the parents and grandparents letting them play out there.
you, when I was out there and you gave me the great honor of getting to host the opening ceremonies or PA the opening ceremonies for the state championships a few weeks ago, one thing that just blew me away with the field conditions. I mean, you felt like you were looking at the field conditions of a major league ballpark. I mean, your staff, not only do they work hard out there, it sounds like their attention to detail is pretty spot on as well.
Oh, no doubt. Where we were at this weekend, you know, we are spoiled. We probably have the best facility in the state of Alabama, you know, and we're proud of it. Our maintenance guys do an outstanding job. It's hot out there. It's 104 heat index, and today they're cutting grass, and the heat coming off a lawnmower, not only with the heat that's heat index, it's tough on them. But them guys, they do pay attention to detail. They do a great job. And that's why everybody that comes here, they always say, we had the state tournament. We had the 11-year-olds and the 12s, and everybody's, when they found out, they said, boy, when we found out we was coming back to Florence, we were tickled to death, you know. And they want us to host them all, but there's no way we're going to do that, so.
Okay, can't do everything there, but you do what you do a lot. So you're down there, you're Hattiesburg, and one thing that stands out to me, and I don't talk to Jay Mitchell a whole lot unless it's baseball season, is we pride ourselves on covering a lot of all the high school teams in our area. And 3 years in a row, I've watched this guy's team lose in the semifinals. And this past year, probably the toughest of all, because really it was a senior-laden team. And the way they lost, you know, kind of got the ground rule double there in the bottom of the seventh. And, you know, and they ended up losing 5-4 and had a chance to win it. What a consolation prize maybe for him to be able to enjoy a regional championship, even though his team couldn't win the state championship over at Mars Hill.
Yeah, because, you know, he got to enjoy it with his son, and that's always special that these guys get to do that. You know, speaking of Jay, his daddy was at one time mayor of Killing, but when I was a little kid playing at Killing Park, his daddy was coaching out there, and, you know, Lloyd McPeters and a lot of these older guys that I learned a lot of great lessons from, you know. I'll always remember one thing that Coach Harlan Hill told me years ago, and I try to make sure kids understand about working hard and stuff, but he told me, he said, working hard will pay off a lot more in the future than the memory of scoring a touchdown, you know. And so you looked at these kids, they were 1-1-1 in pool play. It wasn't looking very good. And then they go to a seventh seed, and it was very scary. When I'm walking up the day we're going to play Meridian, and this guy says to another guy, oh, this team's not going to be very good. They don't hit the ball. They can't catch. And we made one error from that point on in four games. So,
you know, it's kind of nice to stick it back to you a little bit, too, when you're out there saying that.
I wanted to say something, but I didn't say nothing.
You're like me, Randy. I got to kind of bite my tongue on some of those situations. Well, listen, I got to tell you, too, man, I want to say thank you for not firing me after I said Monroeville All-Stars when it was Monrovia. And I actually read that the word was Monrovia and said, well, there's not really a place called Monrovia. This has got to be a misprint. I'll just say Monroeville. And then you got that sporadic clap. People were like, I don't think he just – that's our team. But I don't think he knows who it is. So. Yeah. Appreciate you letting me kind of roll that one off a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was, while we were down there, I went in the press box. I was going in the press box after every half inning, checking the pitch counts and stuff, because that's very valuable. And I know the last game, I walked up there, and bam, there's a guy doing a radio broadcast, and I had no idea he was doing it, you know. And hopefully next year, you and Chuck, y'all come out there and broadcast some of those games.
Yeah.
Because we're doing a 12-year-old regionals here next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
So our team won't get to play in it. We'll probably try to have two all-star teams or something. We'll worry about that later on down the road. But we will want to broadcast it if you can.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chuck's the point man on that. He's in the building, Randy, so you stop by and say hello to him. But I'll tell you what, you know me, I love what you guys do out there at the Parks and Recs. And I want to support all of our kids from the Shoals area at every level. And that's the high levels of high school and beyond, or the levels when you're still developing. And so I'm on board. Anything I could do to help, I promise you that. And something else I'm really excited about is, Randy, while I'm glad you're here and you're sharing the story today, you've got it set up where I'm going to have that group of 11-year-olds and their coach in on Thursday.
That's right. That's what we want. That's what we want. We want them kids on the radio and the coaches. You know, they're the ones that did all the work and get out there. I mean, it was hot. And then, you know, there's a lot of people that give money for those kids to go down there. And I don't know everybody but that gave. But I do want to say, if you did give, thank you very much to everybody that gave money for these young kids to travel to Biloxi. I appreciate that.
You didn't veer off to the IP or the Beau Rivage when you were down there, did you, Randy?
No, my wife wanted to go to Biloxi shopping. She said, there's a Tangler outlet. I said, you can go when we go to the beach.
Yeah, they do. They got some nice outlet stores down there. I may have had to stop in and hit the blackjack table, but try to keep it to baseball only, right?
That's right.
Well, I went on vacation in June, and I was in Biloxi for a couple of days. It's not the beach is really not that nice, but the city's pretty nice.
It is. Yes, I've been there. It's pretty nice. So I do want to say happy birthday to my wife, Dave. If I don't say that, I might get in trouble. So happy birthday, Trish.
Well, happy birthday, Trish, from all of us here at Fox Sports Shoals. And I know you got to have a great wife back there, man, because what's the old saying? Behind every good man's a strong woman. I know the type of work you do and the person you are, Randy. It's always a pleasure getting to spend time with you, hang out with you. And I'm just excited to see what Florence Parks and Rex has in the future. I know you guys put on a great show with the Alabama softball game against Lipscomb last year as UNA makes their way into Division I. You know, I don't know if there's any secrets to be had or what's in the works, but maybe we can get a big UNA Bama or some kind of special game there in the near future.
I hope so. Maybe, you know, I have mentioned it to Ashley and Coach Murphy. You know, hopefully down the road we'll be able to do something. I do want to put out there that right now we're doing registration for tackle football, flag football, and fall soccer till August the 13th. So please get in and click on www.fpard.com to register. Yeah, that's where you go register. You can pay online or come into the office and pay. So
football is a sport that will get you ready for life, man. I remember taking those bruises as a 8-9-year-old, man. It taught me a lot.
That's right. It is. And about that time for it to kick off. I know Chris this morning called about some footballs and stuff, and he's doing his camp and everything. And I'm looking forward to Coach Willis. I think he'll do a great job at UNA, and he's been there a while, and all the guys that he's with. So we look very forward to UNA football season. It's always an exciting time.
It's always an exciting time. And right now it's very exciting as we're our 11-year-olds here from Florence, your regional champs down in Biloxi, Mississippi, and they'll be playing in the Cal Ripken World Series next year. Randy Burns, he is the director of Parks and Recs over in Florence. Check out all the great facilities we have. And Randy, always a pleasure to have you. Look forward to having you on the show down the road.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all you do for Shoals area and all the schools and Park and Rec. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. All right, we're going to take a time out now. Almost time to wrap up this first edition of The Way It Is. And here on The Local, we'll throw out a parting shot. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Shoals.
Time's almost up, but before we wrap it up, a parting shot with Matt Selesky. You're listening to High School Hoops, live coverage on 97.9 FM.
It is time for a parting shot. I hit the wrong music cue there. I apologize on that. But it is time, the first episode of The Way It Is in 2 hours with Stephen M. Smith from Touchdown Alabama Magazine. And our final hour as we went local, Randy Burns from Florence Parks and Rec, Chris Willis from the University of North Alabama, the head coach, and Chuck Hammer, our program director, he's going to help me out with this parting shot today as we wrap it up. And Chuck, man, some moving and shaking here at the station. Randy was just in asking me if we were interested in broadcasting some state championships next year. I told him you were the point man on that. But obviously, I know if it's local, you're completely invested in it,
yeah.
Man.
Absolutely. It's something that we will look at. I told Randy on the way out, anything that we can do, whether it's help promote what's going on out there with the Parks and Rec Department, or if we can get out there. I've done some PA work for them. You've done some PA work for them. I know we've got some other great people that could do that. Elliot, I've offered him to be able to do something like that. We want to help out and be a part of this community. That's the big thing about this radio station and what we're trying to accomplish here. And, Matt, you've been so flexible to move to the afternoons and try to capture another part of the day where we have some listeners. And I think right now this station is as strong as it's ever been, especially with Clay Travis in the morning, Dan Patrick, then Colin Cowherd, and then, of course, we go local from 4 to 5, but we also have The Way It Is, which was a phenomenal show where we've got Alabama players lined up all week long. So it's really exciting things that are going on here, and I can't wait to get in the fall and showcase some of the high school, college, and pro football we're going to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Chuck. It is an exciting time here at Fox Sports Shoals. We've got coaches' shows lined up for the fall. We've got a great football schedule. You're going to have to check out our football schedule, some really big matchups. And I'll tell you something I'm excited about is Jimmy Oliver, Jimmy O, the voice of UNA for many years. He's been a longtime voice in the Shoals area with his silky smooth sound, and he's going to be back calling our games. Now, I'm going to miss working with Elliot and being in the broadcast booth, but I'm being moved here to the to host the post-game and the pre-game show. I'm excited to try to offer my insight there and get all of our fans pumped up for that. And also Ronnie Louie, a former coach in his own right, he's going to offer some great insight in that color role this year, man. So we're moving and shaking, and we're excited at what we have, but we're shaking some things up and continuing to try to get everything better.
Yeah, and you talk about that shakeup on Friday night. Listen, I hands down know that every person in their position is going to be a strength. And Matt, though you do a fantastic, I mean a phenomenal job on color commentary, because you know these teams and you know the game, the one thing you can't deny is your knowledge of this area. And with our pre- and post-game shows, we need somebody who is extremely knowledgeable about what's going on. They've got a finger on the pulse. And, you know, Jimmy did a great job with the pre-game show last year in here with Greg and myself, but I was lacking in knowledge. I've been here a year now. And then Jordan Campbell was anchoring that post-game show last year. We're going to try to field more callers. You know, Jordan is going to be doing more coaches' shows this year, other things, and he's going to be even on the pregame show. So there's strengths all over the place. And then, of course, our tailgate crew's even a slight change there. We're going to have Farley out there instead of Jordan, and Nina is going to be part of that as well. So, you know, it is going to be a hectic time this fall, but I'm really excited. And I love the bombshell that got dropped just a little bit ago. Did you know, until Randy said it, you know, you're going to have those kids in here on Thursday, right?
Yeah, we had talked about it on the phone yesterday. I said, if you can set those guys up for me this week, I'd love to have them. And he did. He dropped a bombshell. And that's exciting because, man, I remember when I had the 8-year-old group of kids on before they went and played an op. And I know they didn't fare that well in the win-loss category, but I got to talk to Hallie Phillips' son, Noah. Hallie's obviously it works, and she runs our digital media department here, and he had fun. Yeah, he was a little disappointed they lost, and these kids are out having fun. That's what it's all about, and they were excited to be on the show, and I had a lot of people tell me they enjoyed having the kids, man. It's, you know, you can't, when you're youthful at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, you can't go remake that stuff at 35, man. It's just, it's so pure in its form when those kids are excited. I just can't wait to have them on and really get to cherish that championship with them a little bit Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, you were not doing this stuff before I got here, but that's something we've really tried to drive home, is bringing in as many teams, players, athletes, not just coaches in the community, but the players. And the biggest one that I was a part of, I think back to the Waterloo group that came in here, and Wilson as well, those two softball teams coming in here was just so special. And then we went to the baseball team, the 8-year-old and under baseball Florence All-Star team. And now to have this team, I love having teams in here. It's great. We go Facebook Live. The kids get to do it. It's a memory for a lifetime. And these friends and family members get to tune in from all over the country. It's just a big part of what we get to do. But Matt, I know you've got a parting shot in it, and I got to get out of your way.
Well, man, I'll let you be a part of it. Our parting shot today, as I'm looking at the clock, we're 10 seconds till 5 o'clock. Steve Gorman, he's going to want his time, so we're going to go into that next. But parting shot's still going to be here. I'm going to find some fun topics, and today I just want to bring Chuck into the fold a little bit today before we wrap it up. But tomorrow, make sure you tune in with us from 2 to 4 o'clock. We'll have Auburn insider Mark Murphy. He'll join us. We're going to talk some Auburn football. Also, Steven's got a few guests lined up. We'll dive in with some of his guests tomorrow. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to have some fun as well. We'll go local to the Shoals area. So tune back in with us tomorrow. Steve Gorman next. Chuck, thanks for stopping by the studio, and I will see y'all at 2 o'clock.
high temp weight equipment.